Blog Talk Radio.
They know who we be.
Another man now, no one to believe in now, no one to deceive.
Made a fool of me, baby. You ever wake up with your footy pajamas warming your neck like a noose? Ever upchuck after a home-cooked meal? Or notice how the blood on the bottom of your feet just won't seem to go away? Love, it used to be you could retire your toothbrush like 2 days. And still, I'd push my face into your neck. Used to be I hung on your every word, sing, you'd say. And I was a bird, freedom, you'd say. And I never really knew what that meant, but like the way it rang, like a rusty bell. Used to be, but now I can't tell you. I can tell you your breath stinks and you're full of shit. You have more lies about yourself than bodies beneath your bed, rooting for the underdog, team player, hook, line, and sinker, love. You helped design the bricks that built the walls around the castle and the basement of which is a vault, inside of which is another vault, inside of which, you get my point. Your tongue is made of honey, but flicks like a snake's, voice like a bird, but everyone's ears are bleeding from the inside. Your house shines and shines, but from outside, you can see it's built from bones. From out here, it looks like a graveyard, and the garden's all ash, and besides, your breath stinks. We're through. That was Love, I'm Done With You by Ross Gay, one of my favorite pieces on the subject we're discussing tonight, here in the Heartbreak Hotel. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queens Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are in the Heartbreak Hotel. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to be heard. I'm your host, Zwina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by the king himself, King Atterbury, and our very special guest host, Epiphany's own, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Fellas, how are you doing this beautiful evening?
Feeling good today, feeling good tonight. You know what I'm saying? Heartbreak Hotel.
Doing phenomenal. Right. Phenomenal. Thanks for having me. And yes, Heartbreak Hotel. Man. Whew.
Yes.
That was the fire that you opened up with now. Let me tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. You got to honor the greats in history. Before we get started, I do want to take the time out to thank our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? So, fellas, the question is all about heartbreak. Who broke your heart
on,
and how do
on,
you go?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. We're not,
I'm sorry.
Hey, King, we're not going to just skip past that because I'm going to have to start using that, our benevolent benefactor.
Yes, our benevolent benefactor.
Yeah, no
yes.
doubt. Benevolent.
Yeah, I'm still in that one. I just had to interrupt that for a second, but I'm gonna go ahead and borrow it. I'm not gonna steal it. I'm just gonna borrow it.
You gonna borrow
mm-hmm.
it? It's okay. We're all family here.
Yeah, that was well though.
So who broke your heart, and how did you go about healing it? That's what we're trying to take it. It's not just about the heartbreak; it's about the recovery from the heartbreak as well. You know.
Mm.
So. Which one of you guys want to go first? Who broke your heart?
I mean, which time?
Oh, man.
I mean, which time?
Oh, man. The hardest time that it took for you to get it over. The time that showed you that you have the most strength.
Wow. All right. So my ex-wife. She's the one that really broke my heart the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as a man, when you make that kind of commitment, you intend for it to last forever. You don't, you know, and then you do whatever you're supposed to do to try to make it work. But
right.
as far as it making me stronger, I'm still healing. And it's been almost 4 years. I'm still healing. But it did put me in a place to no longer accept certain things when it comes to women, which is probably why I'm still single.
Right.
Because there are women out here that like to play a lot of games.
Right. So it taught you a lot of discernment, huh?
Right. And
yeah.
You know, I call BS right up front. you know, and I... I've been called, oh, you think you high and mighty. I say, no, it's not that I think I'm high and mighty. I just know your type and know what you're presenting. And
today's
woman, not all women, but the majority of today's single women think that it's about their body. And that seems to what gets the man. No, that's what's going to get the stupid man. The smart man going to want to make sure you working with something upstairs.
Amen.
Right, that's true.
So in that respect, it did make me stronger to realize that I have to put me first and no longer allow myself to be manipulated and abused mentally or verbally because I love someone else.
Right. Well, love lessons, some of the biggest lessons that we all, you know, unfortunately have to get the chance to learn. And that's definitely a good lesson, discernment. It's just like I'm no longer accepting the things in my life that do not serve me from whoever. I don't care if they have a big butt and a smile, right?
Man, listen. Woo. I can write on that alone.
Right.
True facts. Hey, brother.
Oh, gosh. One of those ones you love to see walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remind myself of some of the pain that you've been through. Remember the pain that you went through? You may learn that and you still
right.
I do.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, you ain't learned that yet.
Right. Like, let me slap you with it one more time.
You hear Ricky
Bell,
you hear Ricky Bell talk about, it's driving me out of my mind.
Right.
You still ain't
voice.
Got it. You still ain't got it.
He said it right in the lyrics. Never trust a big butt in the smile.
Right, they could be painted on a billboard, man, and some of us still ain't getting it. It could be
right
there in front of you. Never trust a big butt smile. What we do? Hey, girl, come here. I like the way you look when you switching and you walking away. Girl, come here. Don't act like that.
On behalf of the women, I think we need our own. What are we gonna say? Never trust a nice beard and a smile because those beards are great.
I hear you.
Never trust a great sweatpants and a smile. Y'all trapped.
Can you hear this?
I hear. You know what I'm saying? Loud and clear.
On behalf of the women in our court.
I love it.
I will not stay here.
Oh, man.
Not acknowledge the trap on the other end. But, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, King, how about you? What do you want to share on the subject of heartbreaks and recovery?
Man, I tell you, you know what I'm saying? Second wife had me on some old superhero type thing. You know what I'm saying? I came in as Clark Kent. You know what I'm saying? Enterprise myself as Superman. She turned me into Bizarro. I mean.
Oh, snap.
True indeed.
Oh,
true
Bizarro.
Fact. Yeah, she turned me into Bizarro. I was like, damn. I thought we was bonded and shit. It wound up being crazy glue instead of monkey glue. You know, that gorilla glue.
Oh.
So we was like right there. But, you know, it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? I returned on some Barry Allen shit in the Flash. She flipped me into the reverse Flash. I said, yo, where the yellow costume came from? And I'm like, damn. And then here is, you know, the divorce papers. I was like, okay.
Wow.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm always been known as the Bell's Back Kid. But
right.
I'm single out here just chilling. You know what I'm saying? But,
Are you enjoying the single life?
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Let's just say it like this. You know what I'm saying? Smoke screens and mirrors. I see through them shits. You know what I mean? So you don't want to be going through a cycle. So you always at the point of healing. I'm like Brother Poe, you know what I'm saying? My joint was like 4 years in too. You know what I'm saying? Even after the remnants are still around a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? I'm here though. You know what I mean? Can't stop the rain. You know what I mean?
I totally feel you.
But, you know, you just got to be mindful and thoughtful out here and don't fall for the tricks. The right one is right there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, corporate hotel. You know what I mean? I don't want to go back in there again. I don't want to be a regular. They'd be like, oh, okay.
Right.
Nice to see you again.
Like, you know, you buy your first name over here.
Asking you, do you want your suite? Do you want your suite?
Yo, we got a reserve for you.
Right.
We knew
just
you'd be
how
back.
You like it. Oh, man, no, we don't want to be one of those.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like Brother Poe said, it's all about the healing process and everything like that. And, you know, the remnants are still around because even if they did you dirty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when that right one comes through, all that will be diminished. You know what I'm saying? You'd be good money, just like it's fresh off the mint.
Right. So in a sense, the cuts help to sculpt your idea of what the right woman is going to feel like to you. Right?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It helps
feel
to sculpt
like,
that image.
Not look like. Feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You be knowing it's her when you feel it in your core.
Right.
Yeah.
That,
I like
that.
That
mental. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. That's the beautiful part of it, because then by the time you find that person, it's like, yeah, like I waited for you. I weeded through all of this muck. all of this drama, and now I found you. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she's going to enjoy
it.
Super King.
Yeah, Super King. Super King.
Super,
you goddamn right.
Right.
I
know
you.
That's right. Loud and clear. Oh man. Well, myself on the subject, I think I'm not single, but in the world of love, I think heartbreak is kind of you can experience it. It was something that this lady told me a long time ago when I first met my husband. She was like, make sure that you marry your best friend, because you're going to fall in and out of love with a person, but a friendship will keep you together. And that's advice I wish I would have listened to, because anything short of being with your best friend when you go through breakups, little cycles of breakups inside of your relationship that you don't know whether they're permanent or, you know, temporary, and you just want to, I don't know.
You just want to Mary J. Blige yourself. All I want
yes.
to do is be happy, right?
No. It's one. It's called It Ain't All Roses. That's the one that you need to hear by Mary J. Blige.
Oh,
it Ain't All Roses. That's where I am. So it's hard to speak on the subject, but I think heartbreak is a cycle, and you do, every time your heart breaks, you do stand to learn something more. And sometimes you learn that that person might not be the person for you, and it might be harder to completely break that heart than it is to just keep trying to work things out when you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah. That level of heartbreak is where I am, but enough about me. Guys, I
Queen,
think
you
we should kick
the
show
you
off.
Good. You good money.
Yeah, I am.
Right.
I thought I was getting comfortable. I was about to stretch out the chair and make myself a couch and let you guys pick my brain a little bit, but we're not going to do that. We'll save that for a later date.
No, we ain't sitting nobody on the couch. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're on your throne, baby. It's all good.
Right.
In the bottle.
I know that's right. Thank you, King. All right, y'all. Let's kick off the show with a little bit of poetry. I know you guys brought something for me to hear. King, you want to kick it off for us?
Oh, I'll leave this to the special guest.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm terribly sorry. Poetic?
Oh, no. That's all right. Absolutely. You know, I did have a peace of mind that I was going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
The topic of the show has made me pull out one of my older pieces that I definitely wrote. I definitely wrote during the time of the divorce. So
we're ready. When you're ready, the mic is yours. I apologize.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And you know, you said the title in your commentary, and the title of this piece is called I Will No Longer Accept.
Mm-hmm.
I've been love, in love, lost love, just not love the way I love. I will no longer accept the fact that you have a vagina, because the grown man in me desires more than just your stamina. See, all your wet, juicy goodness entices me to supreme hardness. But I will no longer accept the fact that you have breasts. Even though they nurture life to our children right from your chest, I do crave the hardness of your nipples, the firm roundness and the shape so supple, but I will no longer accept the mere fact that you are a woman. My desire is to be with you wholeheartedly, and yes, I am just a man, but a man that yearns for a greater dynamic. Sounds sad and tragic. What I will accept is the power of your sexy mind. The treasure amidst your confidence that I do find so captivating and mesmerizing. See, your characterizations and the way you walk is energizing. What I will accept is your ability to lift my spirits with your words. The soothing and calming nature in your voice resembles the flight patterns of birds. The way you massage my bald head, fix me breakfast in bed. What I will accept is your hunger for passion. The appetite that drives you toward success and fulfilled visions, the gifted way you articulate your soul rhythmic movement, gravitational pull moving me closer to your imprisonment. I've been love, in love, lost love, just not love the way I love. I will no longer accept your criticism. While I work and pay bills in your spherical prism, hold on to the pain you've caused me, with you as the warden stacking up my penalty after penalty. I will no longer accept the way you put me down to your girls. The greed in your eyes while wearing lavish pearls, the highlight of your day is to chastise me in your own ignorant way. I will no longer accept being used, mentally challenging, abused, crying in my own personal time because of my love for you, battered and broken from various points of view. What I will accept is the dominance you show me, role play as I wait patiently, transforming my love language into a universal homage. What I will accept is the love in your eyes that leads to drool when you look at me. The elements of passion calling out to me. The nectar that your lips sing is so sweet. Your touch is like a delicious treat. What I will accept is being your erotic slave. The buildup of anticipation as I crave. The accolades you bestow upon my head, then deepen my soul as you begin to feed. I've been love, in love, lost love, just not love the way I love. In peace.
Wow. Wow.
Give you applause on that, brother.
That was dope. That was absolutely dope.
Definitely,
he said,
was.
You said, did you say transforming my love language into a universal homage? That's
yes.
That line right there. Oh,
yes.
I almost got stuck on massaging my bald head, but I was like, okay, we want to keep moving along because I get where you're going. But
right.
That line,
right.
Transform, that was dope. And I love the way I've been trying my best to find ways to do what you did there, which is not only articulate the heartbreak, but also bring that healing into it and what you learned and what you're no longer going to accept. That's those lessons that you've learned, those life lessons that came about from it. Definitely a dope
absolutely.
Piece. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
You definitely was on point with that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Queen.
All right. You're most welcome. All right. And King, you ready to go?
Yes. Yes, Queen,
I am. All righty. The mic is yours.
This piece I title Heartbreak Hotel. Revealing from concealment, now begins the healing. Allow yourself to start receiving a different type of feeling. Dreams come true, but only if you ask for it. Walk through the forest of hope so you don't feel cornered. Step by step, use methods of endearment. Feed love and compassion deep into your spirit. Rise to the occasion without debating on direction. Whichever route you chose, embrace the answer while you're resting. Free whatever it is that holds you back from progressing. There was another side to you that learned a lot of lessons. Unlock the door to the hallways of your soul. All paths that glow can show exactly what is gold. The magnificent treasure of getting better over time. Protect your heart and mind, but pay attention to the signs. There's a message in the sky. Inside of any type of weather, discover all the tools to use. Release the pressure, King.
Yeah, bro. Say it with your chest, son. Say it with your chest, son.
Release the pressure. I know that's right.
Release the pressure.
Oh, peace, bro. Dope peace. Man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dope. I love that. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. All right, so I brought a piece. Well, this is a piece that I've read before, but it's one that definitely reflects how I felt about dealing with heartbreak.
Right, bring it in, Queen. Bring it in.
All right. Something had changed. I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stop shooting straight and start subscribing to the game. It's the game. There's nothing else to blame for what two unfulfilled hearts will do, becoming one just to maintain. We both started out knowing the value in each other's eyes, like you knew that I was a smartass and I knew that you were a vibe, and I knew that you were a rocket man with ambitions for the sky, and I was your muse, your rocket fuel with a parting of these thighs. What I didn't know was that a fangirl ain't the mindset of a wife. What I didn't know was to really love you, I had to love me twice. That's one time for the big girl, one for the little one inside. All I knew was just being here to revel in your glow was a get in where I fit in vibe, leave well enough alone, that fit into an image that I hoped you would condone, that accept things I didn't fuck with just as long as you'd come home, that forget the way we feel inside, that man's your backbone, in retrospect that might have been where it all went wrong. I was moving as if without you, I didn't have one of my own, but something had changed. it ain't start out this way. I remember how I felt the first time ever I saw your face. I remember the tender touches, the attention, and the care. I remember going into empty places knowing I'd find you there. I remember slow dancing on rose petals dressed in nothing but a smile. I remember feeling wanted in ways I hadn't in a while. I remember the feeling of landing and the grace of being your girl, and I remember that what we had was everything in my world, but something had changed. I mean, I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stopped shooting straight and start subscribing to the game. We started out expecting that we needed a better half. Then the roles in life got complicated, and so did the math. Add two new chicks a secret, divide your attention and your time. Add some compromise, act civilized, pretend that everything is fine. When you run up all the numbers, it equals out to be the same. Two people toxically in love playing mind games, but something had changed. The game was to blame. When a sister doesn't love herself, she seeks it in his name. When a brother doesn't love himself like a man should love a man, expectations and delusions tend to ruin everything. Do you already feel royal before you call him king or queen? Are you coming to the table knowing everything you bring? Commitment scares a man who doesn't feel quite whole inside, and submission is martyrdom to a sister lacking in self-pride, both holding on to the exit doors, claiming it taken for a ride. The game will have you on gas and him on blast till you're too run down to fight. And that's peace.
Ooh.
Yo. Yo.
Somebody don't want to hear that poem.
Right.
Man, I need you to say something to the people, to the ladies in the back who are aspiring to be wives, when you said not being a fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fangirl, what really being
right.
A wife.
Not the mindset of a wife, that's right.
Mindset of a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so deep, because on so many levels, when you're a fangirl,
yeah,
you're not the wife yet, that's a problem.
Right,
but when you
right.
become, when you become the wife, you better be the fangirl and his number one fangirl.
Right, exactly. But you can't be
God.
In the cheerleader section playing the same role as team
right.
captain. You know what I mean? You can't come
right.
with cheerleader
right.
energy in order to play the main role. You can't. You can't. You know.
Just can't.
You
can't. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal
right. Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, guys.
That was definitely
oh,
a point.
Wow.
Live in the sky. Thanks. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I am loving the vibe. You guys really kicked it off really live tonight. But I think it's time we let some of our listeners come out to play with us in the Heartbreak
Ooh.
Hotel. What do you guys say?
Indeed.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. All right. I'm going to bring in our first caller. And it is one of our family's own, La Perla Negra. Good evening, Danielle. How are you?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Queen King.
Welcome, welcome.
Girl,
I'm
open
here killing it. Damn.
Yes, welcome.
Oh,
yes.
I'm loving the pieces. Oh, man. That's what's up.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Appreciate it. Well, tonight, La Perla Negra, we are talking about heartbreak in the Heartbreak Hotel. Who broke your heart, and how did you go about healing it?
I'm like, man, which time?
Like, well, we've been through some stuff. I know that's right. I know what you mean. Yeah, that
oh,
one
man.
Time that you that made you. You know, there's always a time when somebody broke you, and coming back from it is like, I'm a vet now. I can do take anything.
I have to say, you know what, that this last relationship I had, it was crazy. It was really good until his wife called me after we got engaged. I didn't even know she existed. Yeah. And what let me know, whether she was actually his wife or not, I don't know, but she just gave a description of certain things that only I should have known, not just any old body, you know what I mean? I mean, intricate details about particular areas, you know what I mean? Just certain things, and I just was like, okay. And it almost broke me. It almost broke me, but because I had built up a tolerance against the heartbreak that I had suffered from so many years from different relationships, especially with my late husband. Ooh, that was a different kind of heartbreak. You talking about being drove crazy, man? I done drove through there, over the mountain, through the. I done swam through the sea with him. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. The hardest part of dealing with heartbreak for me is them trying to keep in contact with you, always trying to explain something and play that back and forth game of. You know, it's a manipulative, it becomes manipulative because they know they hurt you really, really bad. And they know what kind of person you are. And they try to keep getting back in. I just want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. If there is anything that you could say to me that would make me want to go back and deal with you in any way, shape, or form, please leave me alone. And then you have to block everything. You have to remember that you gave them access to all your social media, all your phone numbers, every kind of way, different addresses. You have to really, really lock them out, you know, and just fade them away in your mind because they get stuck not only in your heart, they get stuck in your head. And you got to try to fade that shit away.
Yes, absolutely.
That one right there.
Yeah. As long as you, because if you don't, you'll keep letting them pick at that wound until it never heals. Gotta let that
go. Girl, I'm trying to tell you, make you want to become a sniper.
Oh. Don't let them push
you
that far now.
No. You know what hurt for me after being done dirty in several different ways? It turns to anger after it starts to get a scab or it turns to angry things like, and I'm more angry at myself than anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can be angry at yourself for something somebody else's, you know, for another person's deception. You can't help but trust a person, you know? It sounds like
that was
a jerk and he must have did a really good job of putting on airs as if he wasn't.
Well, you know what it was?
Something like that, to have a whole other woman.
She had a job that called her away for months at a time. And that was how he was able to hide everything about her.
Oh.
Because there was no traces of her anywhere. Nowhere. And I was happy.
Wow.
I had a fantasy of the kind of wedding I was going to have and everything. We was working the man. Look, all right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That sounds crazy. So do you feel like you learned anything from that particular situation that you take?
I'm very guarded. Not so guarded as where I have become jaded or shut love off, because I know love exists, but I'm cautious in my conversations now. Who I allow in just a little bit, because I don't open completely anymore. I used to be like, sure, come on in, let's talk, and blah 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 blah. This is about me, and this is what happened. And listen now more, because you let a person talk long enough, you find out who they are.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true.
Agreed.
I know I'm a chatterbox, but I can sit back and watch, too.
No. I totally understand, mm-hmm. and I totally feel you. That's true. You
know. No doubt.
Yeah.
She only can watch for like two minutes. Just 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
How did I know you had to say something? You're not going to bait me tonight. I'm trying to read a piece of they give me the go ahead. What you got tonight?
I want to hear this piece.
All right, I got something. This is an older piece that I kind of tweaked a little bit and played with. And this is what y'all gonna get. It's called "The Broken Lover Who Forgot How to Love Me."
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I always have and will love deep and sacrifice for what I love. It's the only way I know how. When you decide to give something as sacred as your heart and they don't think it's good enough, you ask yourself, how do you turn off unconditional love? Even though you know you can't. Because we all want to be sculpted by a sculptor with eyes to see deep enough to reach that light shining within. The one who cuts our woes away and accentuates the everlasting magic that we were created to and truly meant to be. I may have left my mark, but he left a scar that's still tender. And all along the signs were there. I heard the words but chose not to listen. Saw the difference but wouldn't accept the change. I even took the blame for what wasn't my fault. I foolishly believed if he watched me walk through my storms as I navigated nefarious energies, he would see my strength as reason enough to stay. I gave him my smile, my heart, my soul, and still he left me here. Alone without a thing to hold. I was tamed by a broken beast. So I tell myself, he just forgot how to love me. See, whenever you give your heart freely, there's no guarantee it will be treated right. And after that, I learned my lesson and abandoned my codependency because I now understand that the universe is based on abundance and as long as we are following our joy, it will bring us someone that is more aligned with our frequency. And that connection, it will be undeniable, not questionable. So I no longer am baited now by low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. I know who I am. No more excuses. My presence enhances and complements the situation. And that's that piece.
Ooh. All right.
Wow.
Amazing. I'll give you a round of applause on that
one. I was tamed by a broken beast.
Yeah, that was
the
one that got me, too.
That
was that
line.
That was
the
one that got me, too.
That was a mouthful.
That was serious. That was serious.
Absolutely.
By a broken
beast.
Thank
you so much for that.
Yo, the Pearl Negro, you be coming up with some lines now.
Yes.
You definitely do.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
I really did. Well, thank you so much for that.
Now, the Pearl Negro.
There we go.
Before we send you over there, so the royalty can feed you some grapes. Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy, where I'm one half host and I co-host with that crazy mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air as usual. We're playing around with something, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, y'all gonna love it. You come on by and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, king, queen, poetic.
Man, absolutely. Get on over there. Get those grapes fed to you. I mean, they also said they got some fans and they got some new oil that they want to rub on your feet. So,
I'm big on the pedicure. Oh yes.
Yes. Well,
my product.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, La Perla Negra.
Definitely appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby. Baby. Oh my gosh. That woman lives. It speaks poetry. I'm sorry. She just, the lines that I've just written down and trained to go through her poetry and just pick one specific place to stay. It's like, that was a line, and that was definitely a lesson, and that was definitely a life quote. And all throughout her poetry, I'll always feel that way. That was La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Epiphany's own Danielle. Thank you so much.
Ooh. Indeed.
All right, fellas, are you guys ready for our next caller?
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, wonderful. I'm going to bring in our next caller, which happens to be the other host of the Love Zone, Ms. VIP. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How's everybody doing?
All right.
Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hey.
We're doing great.
That is wonderful to hear. Yeah, so tonight.
I love the subject, my dear. I love the subject.
It is time for that Monday vent. You know, a Monday, the work week should always start with a night where you could just get some stuff off of your chest. And that's definitely what we're driving for. So. There a time that someone broke your heart, and how do you think you went about healing from it?
I got my heart broken. I say they all started in 2015. When 2017 hit, like in the middle, that's when my heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't do ultimatum. I never do it. So, I had to realize why I was so stuck within him, you know. And when you share these pictures of a DNA with people, you know, sometimes it's hard to shake off that energy that they give or what pieces they left in you. You know, it's hard to shake that stuff off. So it took me a minute. And to my dismay, I do believe he was a little narcissistic, you know. He was a gaslighter, and so once the ultimatum came, I said no. He was like, "What?" I said no, and I was strong enough to do it, and never heard from him ever again. So that's all right.
Wow,
it hurt, but where did it hurt?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
It's difficult to walk away, but you know what? When your stuff, worth is at stake, you're going to walk away.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Facts.
Absolute truth. Big facts. Thank you so much for your perspective. I appreciate that so much. Oh, Ms. VIP. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you bring a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
I did.
Okay, wonderful.
But Yeah, I was just,
okay.
I was trying to finish, you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I was coming from a place of grief, finally coming back to self. Then I met him online the day I wasn't feeling so fine. He expressed his concern. Did he discern vulnerability or my need to feel a man's touch? I broke a rule. Discovered I was a fool in the end. He was such a gentleman at first. Even he detected a small amount of fuzz. But when we met, man, we could hurt. It was a white hot passion. We touched and exploded in ecstasy over and over again. Then we parted. Then came the phone calls, the flattery, said he couldn't wait to see me, said no one could do him like me. Then as soon as I wanted more, he kept me dangling on a string, breadcrumbing me like anyone else. Yet he had someone else, thinking he could have his cake and eat it too. He broke my heart. The responsibility, yeah, I too played a part. My self-worth was at stake. Found myself tripping, running into the Heartbreak Hotel, praying to figure it out. Stayed until the lesson learned. Loving me first is what it was all about. I was naive, but no more. And when I was ready, I straightened my crown and walked out the door.
Wow.
Wow. Dope ink.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal.
Told a story. Definitely. That was brilliantly written. Thank you.
I definitely
wow.
Like.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
You are more than welcome. So, it's so wonderful to have you on. Would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe before we let you go?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, as my diva aforementioned, that we're in the Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the subject has been decided, and I'm going to let you have the first one. It's the power of the groom and the pig. Y'all get what I'm saying? So we're going to see how much of a fool you were for it, okay? So and what did you do? So that's and every alternating Friday night, I host Expression Vibe, and the week before, Poetic was with me, and we had a good time. And it was
yeah.
just a place to come out and express yourself, whatever you feel in your spirit. And this Friday will not be Expression Vibe. We will be back. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. So that's it.
All right.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
That's what's up.
Excellent rundown. Thank you.
Now,
all right.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take your socks off, but there's another room awaiting your royalty.
Ooh.
They said they want to bathe you in the coconut milk bath. So please, get royally taken care of.
Well,
absolutely.
That's what I'm not walking. I'm fast walking.
I know.
Beautiful. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Oh, yeah, those pull no punches pieces, Miss VIP. Love it.
Yeah,
Tiffany's own. Great. Okay, fellas. Are you guys ready for another caller?
Absolutely. Who do we got next? I know I'm ready. King, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so our next caller deserves a special welcome because he is not only a great poet, but he's also one of the newest members of the family. He is Epiphany's own Anonymity. Good evening, Anonymity. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? How is everybody on this call?
What's goody? What's goody?
Welcome to the Epiphany family, brother.
That's right. Welcome to the family.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've already, man, I'm sitting here just trying to get a catch up on things. I got, oh my goodness, my surroundings, two laptops open, phone open. I just got a lot going on. So, nah, bless
you. Oh, we working, working.
Yeah, he working.
Yes, yes, do your thing. Well, we are honored to have you. It's great to have you in.
The honor is all mine. And this is a good topic, nice vibe. Wow, heartbreaks. Something I really don't. Woo, yeah, that part. But
don't want to poke the bear.
I missed that.
I said you don't want to poke the bear on that subject.
No, not at all, not at all, not at all. But I do. I actually have a piece that is appropriate for this topic. So
okay,
it's something, and it was written true to heart. So I think it fits well.
Okay, perfect. Well, we welcome it. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is a poem I wrote, my farewell for a while to poetry. The poem is probably about 5-6 years old, and I just happened to dig it up, so it's one from the crates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I woke up wondering if poetry misses me. I know I miss her. Well, I miss how we used to be. I remember the days when it felt like we would be there for one another, times I would be there for her whenever the stage welcomed me and someone in the audience could relate to my words because they were written from a passionate place of emotion just wanting to be released. Or how about when she would be there for me whenever I needed to feel and someone could speak from my own heart, freeing me from the psyche of my own condemnation through confirmation that I am not in this thing called life alone. But lately, so much of her has become so self-absorbed with empty punchlines rather than metaphoric stanzas that touch the souls of the broken by picking up the shattered pieces of who we are so one might could possibly feel whole again. I can remember how we would simply heal each other. I miss how we were. Feels like deja vu with my love affair with hip-hop coming to an end, leaving me holding on to the distant memories of old school since this feeling of mainstream emptiness is starting to happen to us. I suppose through it all, you'll get what you want. I'm sure I'll hear you performing across the airwaves, paired on every stage with everything you hear nowadays, filled with everything but substance. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving up on us. I know deep down inside, you still love me, and I will always love you. I'm reminded of this through the voices of the poets who remain true to this art. Someday I shall return. And peace.
Wow. Wow, that was dope.
I'm a little mad at you for this piece. I'm a little mad at you for this piece.
You mad at him for this piece.
Yeah, I'm mad at him for this piece. Those last few lines talking about I'll always love you and you'll always love me. Man, this is a heartbreak, man. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to love her. I don't want her to love me. You couldn't love me while you go get out your own heartbreak, bro.
But it's poetry, and he's back.
I'm glad you're back, bro.
Perfect.
It's dope,
perfect.
Bro.
Yeah, that was good, man.
That was well done. I loved it. Definitely well done. Ah, Anonymity, thank you so much, and welcome again to the family. We are so happy to have you.
I appreciate it. Look, I'm behind the scenes working, and let that poem serve for inspiration for anybody that had a heartbreak. and hope to come back and get together, anything's possible. So I'm here. That's a true testament. So
yes, you are.
Back to work. But wow. First, I'm going to definitely get one of those, what you got, royal treatments?
Bro, listen. Yes. Listen. For you, man, for you, hey, the Prince of Zamunda called me himself.
Yeah.
And said that the king has authorized for his bathers to bathe you. So my brother, go and enjoy yourself.
I'm hanging around. And just a quick reminder, as I get to round out my month for
the
Poetry Idol Contest. This Thursday night, starting at 9 p.m., I get to host my final show on The Get Down. This show will be The Get Down Presents, The Erotic Edition. Now, taking this opportunity as the piece I just spit talks about being true to this art, I challenge anyone within earshot of my voice to challenge your pen on this. The topic is going to be, can you make us feel the pulse of your pet? So dig in the crates, dig into the thesauruses, get that ink dripping. I just gave my man a Mojave a shout out in that. So I know it's there.
Like
it's
what you did there.
I'll see you Thursday.
All right, perfect. Well said. Thank you so much, Anonymity. It was great having you. Well,
definitely, brother. Thank you for coming in.
Sir, absolutely, my brother.
One love.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, he is going to be a phenomenal addition to the family. His energy is outstanding. I love him, Anonymity.
Yes.
That was Anonymity, Tiffany's own. Wow. Okay. Are you guys ready for our next caller? I would say that he needs no introduction, but we give him one. It's our family's favorite Mr. Metaphoria. Mr. Metaphoria, are you with us tonight?
Well, I'll be a motherfucker. I've been challenged. Thursday night, I will be in the place at the Get Down. Because I love that shit. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Fuck a pulse. I'm going to give you a heartbeat and a flat line, goddammit. And then an anonym. Because I can't say that fucking word. I went to the 12th grade. I didn't go to the 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th. But I will be there Thursday night.
Oh, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you.
Doing,
oh, man. We are
good
doing amazing. Yes.
That's good to hear. I just want all y'all to know, Van, Joel, I didn't come through to fuck with y'all. I only came because Edwina was here. So hi, y'all, but fuck y'all at the same time.
Okay. Well, we are all very great honored to have you here, and I really do appreciate it.
No, I ain't worried about
them.
Only
so
you. Long as you're glad to have me here, I ain't worried about them.
I am.
That's right. That's right. He ain't saying nothing. King, don't say nothing to him. Don't say nothing to him. Don't say nothing.
He said don't say nothing to him.
Don't say nothing.
All right, well, it's me and you.
Yeah. Y'all know how I fuck with y'all. Y'all know how I fuck with.
Don't say nothing. Let him get his jollies. Go ahead, Dave. Get your jollies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Good evening to all three of y'all, but just two of y'all not so much. But, yeah, I'm just
I love it. I love your energy. Your sense of humor is outrageous. Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you. So we're talking about heartbreak. I know you're probably not going to approach it from that soft and sensitive part, but how do you feel about it? Who broke your heart and what did you do to get over it?
Oh, I got my heart broke a long time ago. I thought I was in love and shit. You know how it go when you think you find that real one, and then next thing I was drinking brandy and listening to the OJs and shit. I was, whew, it was rough.
OJs and brandy,
cool,
that's a combination right there.
I was young. My dad even told me, he said, boy, listen to that old school and drinking. This shit ain't going to work out too good for you. Next thing you know, I was all fucked up. trying to sing with him and leaving voicemails talking about I miss you, and the next voicemail said, bitch, who dick you sucking? But, you know, that was the type of shit I said back then.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh,
was
no.
Rough.
So, do you think
but
you learned something from the heartbreak?
Oh, yeah, don't trust none of them. Hell, you know, found it easy. Don't trust none of them. You can bleed for 3 to 5 days, some of them 7, and they don't die. Hell, don't trust them.
Okay.
That's what I learned from that.
What? What in the world? We're going to have Mr. Metaphorian.
I can't cut my finger and bleed for 5 days and don't die. Like, yep, don't trust
you
me.
Certainly can't. That's a superpower, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah. But I
that
got
is
a whole
superpower
piece of like ending line to it. I ain't going to take up too much of y'all time because y'all got people on some real serious shit, and you know I know how they get because poets are sensitive as fuck. That's why I'm a creative writer, so I'll spit this whenever y'all ready and I'll get on out the way.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Metaphoria. The mic is yours.
All right. I played for I've been played, and the fingerprints left upon my heart have yet to disappear, even though it said pain leaves after years. So I play, giving thanks to the first beautiful face connected to a community coochie that I encountered. Dan, you helped make me the man I am today. Just know that you didn't break my spirit, but you awakened my soul's protection. Because from that point on, every injection I pumped into vaginal sections was for nothing more than fun. Any fool can come, but it takes a wise man to go. Lessons learned from a hoe. So, I play. Never will there be a day I say I do, because she'll say she does too, but that will be her answer to me and you, her and him too. Therefore, commitment will result in nothing more than resentment, because forever I'll see the first face of a heavily traveled space, so I have no place for tomorrow. Only time for tonight. For on my undivided attention, there's no need to fight, because I've been trained by life as I once fell for the spell of the heart from hell attached to the coochie from the most beautiful dreams. But it was riddled with endless streams tied to different souls, so never would my soul be attacked again by foe or friend, nor by a hoe again. So, I play. Commit to nothing more than the promise of never committing to another. Life fucked me once, and ever since then, I've been the ultimate motherfucker. Master of the Heartbreak Hotel, because these hoes tell, so run tell this. You were never the love of my life. Just a depository for this dick, you worthless bitch. In peace.
What a closing
wow.
line.
Wow.
What a closing line.
What a line to close that piece with. My goodness. Wow. Was that about one person in particular or just?
Sound like a
I was just
terrible.
That one. After that one, it was over with then.
Oh, man. Well, definitely told her how you feel. Well,
yes. She made me turn into a whole hoe. I mean, but that when
oh,
I changed
man.
My life for you, I would change
me,
my life
for
you. I would leave all my hoe status away. I would settle down and just live my
you
life
would.
The right way. I'm just saying.
How
Girl,
many
you
days?
You up in the royal palace talking that talk?
Right.
Yo, I'm about to go get the guards right
it's
now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and escort your ass on for one out of here.
This is my guest. He is cordially invited. Thank you.
Now, let's
Joel, if you escort me out when I leave, I'm going to tear up a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not going through you. Thank you.
My bro. So, thanks for coming through, bro.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. Metaphoria, on your way over to your royal room. I got something special. The King and Queen, they've allowed
Wait a minute. Whoa. I didn't hear commentary from Van or from Joel. Y'all not going to treat me like these other motherfuckers come through here with this whole TikTok ass shit.
No, please.
They ain't talking about
you.
Don't give me no commentary. Fuck that.
Hey, King, what'd he say? He ain't worried about us, right? Ain't that what he
said?
Right.
I ain't worried about saying
right.
hi to y'all. Y'all ain't
that's what he said. Right. He wasn't worried about us,
right?
I'll escort my guests.
I'll escort my guests
okay,
to the quarters
okay.
personally.
Hey, Dave.
You can.
Give me a hand.
Don't treat me like that.
I rarely leave
hey, King,
my throne, but for you, for Mr. Metaphoria, I'll take his hand.
King, watch this.
Let's go.
Mr. Metaphoria, Mr. Metaphoria, that was a dope piece.
Mm-mm.
Thanks for coming.
No, no, we don't count them over. Winner says she's going to escort me out, so I don't even need to hear from y'all no more. I'm just walk with her.
Yes. Thank you
yeah,
so
walk,
much
but don't
for coming.
Yeah, yeah. Just walk with her.
Thank you.
Thank you, Edwina. Joel and Van, fuck y'all. Thank you, Edwina. See y'all next week.
We love
you.
Too,
absolutely.
Good night. One love, one mic to you, Dave.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
I said I wouldn't talk.
Oh.
Too late now. That's why you got cut off.
Y'all know, right? He is too funny. He is so funny. I love it. I love it so much. Okay. Well, before we bring in our next callers, you guys, I think we need to take a station identifier. Are you ready?
Yeah, bring it in.
All right. It's a coming. I'm sorry.
Take your time, man.
You know, when the air is silent, it takes 20 times longer than it usually does.
Oh, that's all right. The show is going very well tonight. We're having a lot of good poets coming through.
I love it.
Definitely
in that fly zone.
We are. So here we go. Stand by, fellas.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right, welcome back to the King and Queen's Quarters. Myself, Queen Simmons, and my co-host for the night, King Atterbury and Poetic himself. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Queen.
Yeah.
What up, King?
Right.
All right, Pope.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, looks like we have some more of my favorite guys on the line. Are you guys ready to take our next caller?
Sure is.
Okay.
Indeed. Indeed.
And it is our master mixer and master MC himself, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Mr. Automatic, my go-go brother.
Yes.
Peace, bro. Peace.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Big, I just wanted to give you... We are doing wonderful, wonderful. Big shouts out to you for those last few pieces that I saw. The one that you put for Danielle is the most recent one that I saw, and that was spectacular. You do great work mixing a lot of the Epiphany family's shows and pieces to music. If anyone hasn't checked those out, make sure to check out the name of your page.
Yes.
What's the name of your page again?
Okay. I'm going to do a freestyle, and I'm going to do it for the DJs.
Okay.
As we all know, for the hip-hop artists, the hip-hop community, Kay Slay passed away. DJ Kay Slay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For COVID
and,
on Easter Sunday. Yeah.
One of the biggest cats that was in the hip hop industry, on the it put a lot of people on. And I'm gonna do a freestyle called "Hey DJ."
Okay, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Hey DJ, the DJ saved my life. Hey DJ, the DJ saved my life. Hey DJ. The DJ saved my life. But the mix, it was so serious, it had the whole crowd kind of curious. It's like I'm heating up the beats like this animosity and everything with the hip-hop apostrophe. The world is, it's like it's never coming to an end when I got the party. It's not a day to pretend. Can you bring your ear? Can I interfere? I got so many beats that ridiculous. Let me go ahead and take your mind to be serious. You know how it is. Fire the flame. Right now, this is not a game. I'm like the hip-hop artist. And everything, when I hit you like the DJ, be like the smartest. Are you ready? Are you ready to go ahead and hear the DJ? Go DJ. DJ saved my life. Go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Go, go, go. Right now with the flow. If we run this show, it's time to, for everybody to grow. Right in the music. Yes, we must dance. We must advance. I make you shake it all up in your pants. You see, when you feel the reality, I shake it down like it's a fatality. Yes, can I get a witness? When words are so tremendous, when we take care of business, you know it's like building up like equity of an interest. It's like the words, and you know when I take it to another higher level, it's special. Yeah, like K Slay, another special. Yeah, like DJ Khaled, another special. Yes, many DJs, Eric B., another special. We got to give it up for the DJs. Remind people of the DJs. K Slay, yes, he put it on the wax and everything on the higher max. DJ Clue, what it do? Just to name a few. Yes, when the music is just going through. Yes, go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Saved my life from a whole lot of heartaches and pains. And when I'm going through the changes, like it's so insane. Make sure when I use the DJ that my mind's not in a migraine. Let me explain when it's going through the different verses and everything, like so many curses that let me remove myself and take another step until I can dance until I have nothing left. You heard me, go ahead and now take a deep breath. I have the music and the music so enthusiastic and everything that is so fantastic. When you heard the rhyme, you heard the graphic, and everything is beautiful just like magic. And it's go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Go DJ. The DJ saved my life. Saved my life. Where I can express myself all over the floor. This automatic killer smack. Lyrical inch. Then gears in them all in. Weapon and dry.
Oh, wow, Mr.
Y'all hear my
automatic charismatic. Yes,
baby.
Yes.
I hear you.
That was a beautiful tribute to
DJ
K Slade.
DJ K Slade.
No doubt, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
We lost him on April 17th at the age of 55, he was. Oh,
55, yeah.
That was
55.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, that was a beautiful piece. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. Yes.
You're most welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, we're going to send you one over so that you can get your royal treatment. There's a sister over there waiting. Yeah, man. The go-go is playing. Look. She said she was a DJ, and she got some other stuff that she's doing as well. So my brother, you get on over there, man, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I got to represent the DJs, you know.
Yes. That was beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
Oh, wow. DJ saved my life. You don't know how true that might be. That was amazing. King, over to you.
King, you muted?
Yeah, I'm on mute. I'm here now.
Okay. You got that song lined up for us?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. I'm your host, Edwina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host, King Atterbury, and our guest host, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows.
What's up?
Welcome
what's
back,
up,
guys.
Up?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me tonight.
Definitely wonderful having you on the lines with us. Well, guys, it looks like we have a few more callers in queue that would like to share with us here in the Heartbreak Hotel. Are you ready for us to bring in the next one?
Sure, indeed.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it is one of my favorite poets, Mojave. Good evening, Mojave. How are you?
Hey, what's good? What's going on? King and Queen, what's going on? And Poetic.
What up, what up?
What up?
Up, Iron Man.
Good, yo.
I'm chilling. What's happening with y'all?
Doing okay. We're doing okay. Yes, we're in the Heartbreak Hotel. You can always take the fifth if you decide to, but we just want to pick your brain on who broke your heart and how you went about healing that broken heart, if you care to share.
I ain't do shit. Don't be so. There's levels of heartbreak.
Yeah.
Right. There's the I fucked this up because I was not paying attention. I was greedy or I did some dumb shit. Or I was completely so involved in this person that I lost myself. And so I'm stuck. I'm laid out in bed, and people got to get me out of the bed, push me into a shower, feed me food, and kick me in my ass and send me on my way. And then there's the indecision that causes you to lose everything. So I've been through many spaces and places of heartbreak. Mostly, I've had to face up to the fact that I attract narcissistic women, and they get me when I'm not looking. They make me take a long, they make me take a serious trip down the long hallways that are dark, and I bump into everything on the way, and then I have to tell people I just fell. But I'm over that.
Wow.
But, you know, last time, I was in the shit. I was deep. But now, you know, I don't care. A person drowned in a pool of camel's knot, I wouldn't even care.
If they did what?
As they drowned in a pool of camel's knot, I wouldn't care. I'm like, damn.
Oh, gosh.
Wait.
Like, here's the straw.
And I'd be like, how did you get so much camel's knot? Like, I'd ask all the questions that you wouldn't want to answer. Like, how did you get all the camel's knot in the one pool? And then you fell in?
Yes, guys.
I'm just kidding. So you said. That's not good. No, I wish no harm on anyone. I wish them the best. I wish them heaven.
Right.
I wish them that. But I got peace. I wrote it.
You do.
Like,
okay.
Yeah,
all right, beautiful. Definitely. Well, that's a nice way to get to it. The mic is yours. Thank you, Mojave.
All right. Tell me if this is too loud.
That's good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you lost it, love, did the memory of it grow bright? Bright enough to cloud the corner of your eyes, pushing pain into precipitation to the taste of it, harking you back to late night Lo Mein and Egg Foo Young. Hot enough to burn your tongue after love-making sessions that fulfilled the hunger for everything carnal, but left your body spent. Did it remind you of the smell of her hair and the night sweat on a July night too hot to make love, but you held each other anyway? Did it remind you of the distance, the space between hugs, the microns between lips, the heart that misses, but on contact, you feel the intimacy return? When you lose your light, when you lose your way, when you stand in the dark, when your path has gone astray, do you miss it at all? Love, do
you remember when forever was not, when we lived short today, no matter even, not even when it mattered, come what may, but when we lose it, we grow tired. When you regard me as a burden, take my manhood as happenstance, make excuse for loving me as a mistake, and you're stuck in a line in the sand, and there's a negative account balance at the relationship bank, and you never thought I would have any remorse to your sharp ways, attacking me from the bottom of expectation, murky depths of a I couldn't see. You laugh when it hurts the most, and boo-boo was not the term of endearment that I would use, but for a gaping wound, it is my heart. You thought that I was staying because I had nothing left to do, tired of loving a broken action figure, and this was a toy story, the island of misfit toys that were ill-played, but knowing that to install the nature reflection of me, unions that never made for equality, it was not about the reflection of me, never made of the stuff of dreams or even hard work, is what doing the best you consider your mate, not a nuance, but a joke. When your heart is so big and you can't take no more. When you can't spread as wide as your heart can no longer rise from the floor. You can no longer care in your tears. Tears at the essence of the skin you wear. That you feel shallow. You cannot bear. You cannot see, blinded by the reality that will draw you closer to me. These sobs are a plea, asking once more, yet I cannot endure it. Another episode of grief. It steals my joy like a thief, waiting for the dawn of the morn to bring relief. And I ask not for my heart, but for the joy that was so brief, like love and happiness has now turned to beef. And the only reason, my sole reason, is belief that we will someday come to agree, that our fear will flee, and happiness will exchange in our gaze, and we'll just be. Just be happy, no worry, no mores, no settling of emotional scores, no reopening of past spiritual wounds, festering like sores. I ask only for the love, and able to hear that tune, much like a mother's heartbeat of a baby laying next to a woman. I ask that you consider what it would be if you just opened your soul to me, that I might reside and stay with thee. I just want to be. I just want to see. All that it can be with you and me.
Every time I hear your pieces,
that was
no matter
live from
how,
the sky, bro.
That was
dope,
Mike.
Excellent piece, bro. Excellent piece.
No matter how heartbreaking it is, it's still so beautiful. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it. Before we let you go, would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that question. Tomorrow we are going to be on War Council. And on War Council, what we will be doing, toxic femininity and talking about it and dealing with it. And it should be good. So check it out.
Mm. Toxic femininity.
Right.
Sounds interesting. Can't wait to tune in. Thank you so much for that, letting us know. All right. Oh. Fellas, are you still there?
I was just taking in the ambiance of his piece. The music soft and subtle behind it was a nice touch. It wasn't very overpowering, and your words were deep and heartfelt. So this was some excellent ink, bro. Excellent ink.
Excellent for sure.
King,
for sure.
You definitely be setting the vibe alive, man. You know what I'm saying, with the tunes and the lyrics, you know, the cadence on everything. I appreciate hearing all the time. Word. You definitely got your thing, man. Word.
Truly,
thank you. I appreciate
truly.
It.
You're most welcome. All right.
Now, my brother, for King Drip, there are some royalties that must be met over in your royal room. It awaits you. Fitting for a king, they have some of this exquisite liqueur to go along with your massage. So please, indulge yourself and have a good time.
Oh, I'm in there.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Well, one love for Mike.
One love for Mike.
One love for Mike.
Take yourself, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Oh, wow. Wow. I'm still floored.
Yeah,
that was dope. That was really dope.
You're definitely on point.
Sure. All right. Are you guys ready for the next caller?
Oh, man.
Indeed.
We got next.
Yes, we got none other than our benevolent benefactor himself.
Ah,
it's for real.
Benefactor. Benevolent benefactor.
Ooh, benevolent. Yes. Oh, that's good. Evening, for real. How are you this evening?
Baby, baby. Unmute your mic. Unmute your mic.
Boss man.
Yo, what it do, what it do. Shout out Navosa. Hello, Queen. What's up, my brother King and Poetic?
Looks
what
good.
Up?
All right.
Good, brother.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome. Welcome.
Good. Hey, y'all doing y'all thing over there. Got my heartstrings pulled and everything. Triggered me, you know. I got a new thing up in the ceiling, but I'm just taking pictures of it hanging and swinging empty, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, there's something about heartbreak that you'd like to discuss with us, or have we triggered you directly into a piece?
There is nothing about heartbreak that I would like to discuss with you guys, to be honest with you. No, I'm just messing around. I'm just messing around. No, but heartbreak. I'm like Miss Pearlie. Like Miss Pearlie said when y'all asked her, she said, which time? Which time? You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
Heartbreak, you know, I think if I can be serious, just like love itself, heartbreak plays a role in our lives, in our growth, in our learning process. A lot of times we repeat things after a heartbreak, you know. We repeat things because we haven't learned something. I think some of us are addicted to that pain, just like we are addicted to love or what we think love is, you know what I'm saying? Because we repeat it over and over again. I know I have. You know, I'm a lover of love. Not so much of heartbreak, but I find myself in it over and over again. And just like finding myself in a heartache and heartbreak over and over again, funny, I know I'm not alone, but it's funny how we find ourselves back in love again.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Just like
right.
We say we don't ever want to go through that again. I'm tired of that. I don't want no more of that than like that song back in the day. I think that was Peebo Bryson, Back Together Again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Back together again, or back in love again, back in love again. You know,
sure.
Like I say, there's many heartbreaks I've went through. There's many. But it became a time when I began to learn from that.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
When
yes.
I began to learn from the heartache and heartbreak, and as well as learning how not to break a heart as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to keep it mellow like that. I ain't going to just, you know, put it on the other person. Because it's things
right.
we do. You can be a righteous brother or sister and be left for being righteous, you know?
Right.
Say that, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For doing the right things, because they, you know, some people just like that bad boy, that bad girl. You know, if you ain't got
right.
it in you, then they, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Just love and life is crazy. But heartache,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's been plenty. Okay. There's been plenty.
Totally understand. And the thing that you take away from it is that there's something for you to learn about yourself, and there's something you learn about the other people that you attract in your life after those heartbreaks come about. And I think that's important, too. That is really important. I love that.
Right.
Very
and what
well
you attract.
Said.
Because if you don't fix that one thing about you or those mm-hmm. certain some things about you, you'll continue to attract mm-hmm. the same spirited person over
Absolutely.
And over again. You have to look at yourself and not the other person after a while. Why do I keep attracting mm-hmm. this person these with blackened hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Blackened hearts.
Right.
That's for another show. But, you know, mm-hmm. We got to look at ourselves after a while. And stop being doormats.
That's absolutely true. I love that response. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you.
Real, I know you've brought something out of your art. I know we have you. You're in retirement, but I'm sure that you brought something out of your arsenal to share with us on this subject.
Yes, I have. I didn't change my piece like 20 times since I've been listening. I'm serious because I got so many of those heartache pieces, but I'm going to just give y'all something. This piece is titled Forget About It.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Rhythms of melodic sadness play out through acoustic attachments in my heart. Memories cry out produced by this MP3 file. This music playing in the background echoes pain throughout my booms box. She's gone now. Without communication, she rolled out. She pulled the cord attached to my phone out. No more communication. Wow. Was there a song you once loved that shouted out how you felt out loud? Silence is the sound heard now. Magic gone, hard to sleep, no sheet counted, just paper heart cutouts. No one understands, they never do, not until the song that they listen to and once loved becomes the broken record that they used to listen to. Ooh, this music. The bass line trebles, highs, even the highs, the guitar strum, tears run like streams you once ran barefoot in. The light of a candle no longer has meaning. Its glow means nothing. Champagne. Champagne is something you drink to numb the pain. Let's make a toast. Here's another tear for those who cry and collect them. Souvenirs like priceless things. The hell with celebrating right now. I'm living through pictures fading, memories in a broken frame. No one understands when it's your shit that's breaking, your heart that's been broken, your feelings dismissed. Echoed whispers of bullshit from friends bouncing off the walls. Broken. Plaster. Falling, carrying with it loose shards of depression. Their insensitive slips. Their insensitivity slips through their parted lips. Get over it. Just get over it. In your head, like you're like, did this motherfucker just say that shit? Like, we want to go through this shit. Like, we like it. Like, we love feeling like this. A rediscovered box of love letters from that bitch. Lay scattered, teared eyes reminisce, but not now. Turns out to be paper with some old unmeaningful shit written on it. But I still couldn't bring myself to burn it, those letters. Fire raging inside says shred it, shred it, shred it, and wipe your ass with it. If only I had a voodoo doll, I'd jab it and jab it. I'd jab pins and needles, paper clips in it. Empty my staple gun in that bitch. in the distance. A song on repeat starts over and over again, plays again, plays over again. Rhythms of complete sadness play out through acoustic attachments, brittle, and the strings attached to my heart. And I wish that I could just have one more kiss, one more kiss. Tears and parted lips, glass full of champagne, but I reach for the bottle, raise it, and drink from it. This bottle of champagne. I used to love this song, but nobody understands. So just forget about it. Just forget about it. Love. Love, and I kissed eternity's doorstep for a minute, long enough to peer through, but how rude of circumstance to slam it. Rhythms of melodic sadness reaches out through this musical composition, saturating the brokenness within the heart that's been broken. She was a native to this land of pain. The love she gave was Indian given, then taken back, stolen, Cupid's arrows broken, and still I love that bitch. But nobody understands. So forget about it. Just forget about it. For real.
Man.
Wow.
That's an applause. That was dope. I love it.
More than just the heartbreaking lines, it's the delivery of the piece that it's like.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I love that. Thank you so much, Boss. Really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
Sure. Poetic.
Thank you.
You know, there was a moment in the piece where I thought you were ending, and then you emphatically changed your cadence and went in a little harder. I was like, yo.
Yes.
Every time you hear For Real piece and you try and figure this man out, he comes at you with something a little
right.
different. That challenges you to rethink what you know about him and his work.
Yeah,
phenomenal piece, bro.
That was.
Hey, thank you.
Top tier. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for that.
No doubt. I loved
no
it.
No problem.
I enjoyed it. You definitely got it, man.
Thank you,
let me know when your school is open, okay?
You got it, bro. You got it.
Yeah. I sure will. Hey, look, it's a pleasure, y'all. Y'all done got me over here, you know what I'm saying? You know, got me feeling stuff. But, hey, look, hey, thanks for your commentation, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, really at a loss of words right now.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So good.
Yeah. Now, before you take your socks off, baby, there's a room for the benevolent benefactor.
Yeah.
There's a room over there.
Yeah, that was deep when she said that. I heard that. It was like, wow.
Right.
Only Trina can, you know.
Right.
Only Trina gives it to me like that. That's my Trina right there.
Yes,
I am. Well, your room is a little different, boss. That room is a little different because, you know, they told me that they were well aware of your addiction to candy and sweets.
Oh, snap, so crackle, pop.
They got your room over there full of all these delicious sweet treats, and the ladies of the royal priesthood said that they're going to feed them to you themselves.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now
so
we're
get
talking.
On over
nice.
There, bro, and enjoy yourself.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Hey, much love, y'all.
Much love.
One love,
one mic.
Word up. One love, one mic.
Baby. See, he doesn't just promote this. He does this on a whole other level.
Right,
because I'm telling you, when that poem took that dip and then came back up, I got like goose flesh. That was amazing. That was dope. I learn something every time I hear him hit the mic. Well, I just want to remind our callers tonight that the dial-in number Should you still be in queue and you love to take the mic? 319-527-6300. Hit that one to be heard, because in about 4 minutes, the Blog Talk lady is going to cut you off. So if you'd like to be heard, that number again is 319-527-6300. Just hit that one to enter the host queue and be heard. All right, fellas. It looks like we have another legend on the line. Are you guys ready to take our next caller?
Absolutely.
True indeed.
It is none other than J. Rob, the wise son. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on? Good evening,
King.
Good evening, King. Good evening, poet.
Good evening.
My brother, wise son. What's good with you,
sir? How's everybody this evening?
Feeling good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're amazing, then I already know it's going to be a good night, because I'm trying to be in that type of a zone hanging out with y'all tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. The topic of the night, we're in the Heartbreak Hotel.
Sweet
baby
Jesus.
Joined us. We are taking little war stories, but if you'd rather not go into that box, we totally understand.
Listen, I'll put it to you as best possible. From a man's point of view, be extremely careful of the hearts that you break, because karma has a way of visiting everyone that you love when she can't touch you.
Forget about that part.
I know this firsthand. So be extremely careful, because you just can't be disregarding people's feelings and disregard them like white people disregard our genius. So, You know, it's a learned behavior, because you don't really learn that when you're young. You just go through the motions and you try to understand how not to do the stuff that you've done to hurt the people you've hurt. And we're men, so occasionally we do stupid shit again. But that first time that you hurt somebody and karma knocks on your door and you have to answer it, because they'll find their way in. And when your heart has really been broken and you completely understand that tears don't have off switches, that's when you're like, you know what, I just got to take my lumps on this one. And karma's like, yeah, I'm going to be here for all that.
Totally understand that. Thank you so much. It is what it is. Do you think there's any takeaway that you found in those lumps and bruises that you've taken that you want to pass on?
Yeah, do not hurt somebody who's into you. Be upfront. Because when you lie, it comes back. And when you lie, the pain that comes back is worse. So tell the truth. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot easier. And you can't forget the truth. It's the lies we tend to forget. Like, oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but when I said that, you know, I was having a milkshake, and you know I'm allergic to milk, so my bad. My bad.
It's a lot to do. Lying is a whole full-time job. Well,
you know, I get gassy when I have chocolate milk, and I probably told you about my blackouts, and I was having a blackout, and like, you lying ass. So, nah. It's easy just to have a cigar, have a sip of something that you enjoy, tell the truth, and deal with it.
Absolutely.
And we can't.
Wiser words could
not
be said. That's true. Yeah. I totally feel you there. Thank you so much for your perspective, J-Rob. We appreciate it.
Indeed.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Well, I know you brought something that you love to share with us on the subject. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
I'm going to give you a little bit of both. So let me roll with you.
All right. The mic is yours.
Got you. This piece is entitled Baby, Please Remind Me. Because, beloved, someday, remind me what my touch means to you. What my kiss feels like to you, what my voice does to you, not for my security, just so I know that I'm not in this with you alone in my feelings. Tell me what my feelings are telling you about you and all the things that I've ever done to hurt you, to remind me what it is not to ever do that again, because hurting you isn't comfortable. And I'm tired of being alone. Because every time I thought of what it would be like to be without you, and you proved me right by leaving me, you have proven that being alone is for the birds. So that's when I say I want to be in love again. And by that, I say that I want to go back to the time when I used to write steamy love letters. I want to write steamy love letters in between your stretch marks with my tongue as I French kiss all of your flaws. As you embrace mine, I want these words to sail across your skin stages like steady soaring eagles that sail skyward, sliding over cloud formations like skipped rocks on still waters that can identify the smallest creatures and swoop down and claim victory in silence. As I sleep across the rays of sunshine, covered in Pan-African juju oil, as I slightly slumber on the blankets of soft beds of well wishes and soft kisses that taste like lilac peppermint sticks that makes her feel extraordinary. Because I love the softness of her full lips, the warmth of her breast, the scent of her perfume, the wetness of her tongue, while we slow dance in my living room like we used to do, to real slow jams with our phones off, and it's just she and I in the darkness listening to Always and Forever until forever comes along, and then moments of love starts to play. And that's when it becomes the perfect combination of what a real romantic evening is supposed to look like. As we slow dance and slow grind and dry hump in slow circles, as our tongues continue to do ballerina pirouettes in our mouths while the rain keeps pouring. And as the song keeps playing, nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. And I remember why I will never lie to this woman ever again. Because moments like this only happen once, maybe twice in a lifetime. And as I say this piece, I'm holding on to my lifetime for dear life because I know what it's like not to have it. So I'm asking for forgiveness. And if it doesn't come, I'll apologize until you say enough is enough. Let's move on. Because moving on alone, it's just like being on a train by yourself, not realizing that the train will never, ever end at the stop of your destination, which is supposed to be forever, because forever doesn't exist when you hurt somebody. So just stop. Wake up from the nightmare, and hopefully when you have awakened from that nightmare, those dreams of tomorrow can continue, and she's on the other side saying it's about time. And peace.
He's on the other side saying it's about time.
Double snap, floor.
Bro. Y'all see why J. Robert is the truth, man. This
suave with it too.
Absolutely.
Stop it, man.
What was that song back in the day? Rico. Suave.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. This guy here, man. This guy here. See, every time you got LSP in the building, a DSP can't walk in the building and try to have some fun. He always got to go Rico Suave.
That's it, bro. Rico.
My brother, and I love him, so it's all good.
He definitely did wonders with that piece because it was so, it was sad, but the way you presented it was like you said, that Rico, you know, you put that honey on top of. That was really dope. I love the way you did
exactly.
He did. It's like honey on top of
I
a little medicine.
Yeah, you got to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take that. This is actually
so
two
much.
Pieces in one. That I wind up merging and making up as I went along. So I'm glad it came out. Thank you.
Came out beautiful. Thank you so much for that. You too.
Thank you for having me. Can't wait to see you on Thursday. Please don't miss Thursday night. Please.
Oh, yeah. I'm rubbing my
hands together.
Thursday
night on the get down.
Since you're here, bro, let them know. Don't just talk about it. Let them know.
Listen, everyone within the sound of my voice, and my voice ain't crap. But I got two other poets this Thursday night on the Get Down, Epiphany Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, featuring the poetic styles of Anonymity. And the co-hosts for the evening will be the one and only poetic, yours truly, J. Rob the Wise Son. And for the last Thursday of Poetry Month, we are bringing out the erotic pens. And I know some people have dived into it and tried to touch the erotica on our other shows, but this is your show. So if this is what you do, bring your best erotic pen, and let's see what you got, and we're going to make it happen. Thursday night on the Get Down, Epiphany Radio Universe, 9 p.m. My name is J. Rob the Wise Son. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
Peace.
Love man, you, J. Rob. Thank you so much.
Man, y'all had no idea how much I love my brother right now. J. Rob, thank you for giving an introduction to my next book, the title, The Ebony Collection, Volume 4, The Erotic Pen. Man, see, J. Rob's my guy.
Ooh, I love that.
Well, they got to get the 2-for-1, Van, because you know mine is following after yours. It's called Drips of Ink from Splashes of Pages, the erotic stories from the book of John.
Ooh.
I can't wait. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love these projects brewing.
This is going to be something to read. So all I'm saying, you're going to read Van, and you're going to go on a real dope ride. When you come to what y'all about to get from me, I'm just saying, please get a seatbelt. No driving while you're drunk.
Sweetie,
both of these books are going to be something else.
Yeah, all of the above.
But anyway, that's my time, y'all. Y'all have a good night because I know y'all got other people behind me. Love you, Van. Queen,
love
King,
you,
peace and blessings. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic. J. Rob, the Wise Son. Man.
J. Rob, the Wise Son.
Indeed.
What a befitting name, because he just saunters between genres with so much charisma is the word we're looking for. He has that charisma that he puts on top of whichever subject he is playing in, and he does not play around with that pen.
At all.
Love it. Well, you guys, this is a great lineup. All of the families come through and bless the mic for us, and you guys. And Van, I just have to thank you so much for coming through and giving us, blessing us with your presence and, you know, helping us through tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, I'm humbled and honored to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. What a dynamic show. And I enjoyed my time. I definitely enjoyed my time. Yeah.
We appreciate
Absolutely. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight in the Heartbreak Hotel. Tonight we've had a wide variety of discussions with people from the poetic perspective of heartbreak, and we've all had an experience. And I think the general consensus that we can take away is that you don't just lose something, you learn something. And if you can walk away and say that you learned something, then it wasn't a tragedy. It was a testimony, so to speak. So, everybody within the sound of my voice, I just want to wish you peace and blessings, and thank you so much for coming through. Please join us tomorrow night and the rest of the week as the Epiphany family shares their different shows. Tomorrow night is, matter of fact, Poetic, before we get out of here, do you want to give us a lineup?
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. You starting to sound like La Pearl and Negra.
You do it so well. We just have to have
exactly
it.
What she says. That's exactly what she says. But no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for War Council with your host Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra, and you just heard J. Rob the Wise Son talk about Thursday night, The Get Down, with your host Anonymity and J. Rob the Wise Son co-hosting, and yours truly Poetic co-hosting. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night, make sure y'all tune in to Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory back at its normal time, 9 p.m. with your host Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Monday for another edition of King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Queen King, back to you.
Oh, man. See? Right. Who does it better than poetic? Who does it better than poetic? We have
Nobody.
To have you do the rundown. Nobody. That's right. Well.
And everybody tuned in Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, for the Poetry Corner, 8 o'clock p.m., being Queen Simmons, King Edward and Queen Simmons, as we rock it out. Stay tuned on Facebook and see what we got going on.
Thank you, for sure. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. I just want to reach everybody tonight. Love, peace, and poetry. Thank you again for joining us. Good night.
Good night.